You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The greatest financial roller coaster gyrations that we've seen in decades, if ever. And I know, and you know, that the markets don't like uncertainty. Is that some of the cause of what we're seeing, this market volatility now, coming from the uncertainty of what's going to happen next?
It all starts there, Brad. You're exactly right. The market demands as much certainty as it can get. It's never going to be 100%, but it needs some clarity. And that's a word that's been obviously overused here in recent weeks, but it's very, very fitting. So you really have two things going on for a lot of this weakness. You've got the uncertainty factor. Okay, you just talked about negotiating and all that. What is this actually going to look like? And then on top of that, what made it really volatile this week is we're starting to get some anecdotal evidence. A lot of your business CEOs are talking about it now, this anecdotal evidence that maybe there is a slowdown in economic activity. My fear is this becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where this company says, you know what, we had these business expansion plans. Until we get clarity, we're just going to hold off. Ooh, well, you're a partner of ours. We trade with you. We do business with you. We're going to hold off a little bit. And you get this domino effect. So that's the second part of this. Are we going into a recession? That's the unknown. Mm.
And, of course, as you heard, we're talking to Dave Simons of One Private Wealth. And Dave, talking about uncertainty, when you look at this idea of countries raising their tariffs, lowering their tariffs, we now see this from China. Explain how that creates the era of uncertainty when it comes to the buying and selling and the shipping of goods, for example, with China or with Vietnam. How do the tariffs create this idea?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Of uncertainty.
Yeah, great question, because it comes into play because these manufacturers, people buying and selling across the oceans, if you will, they don't know exactly what the future cost is going to be because these tariffs are being negotiated. It'd be great to be a little fly on the wall in the West Wing so we can get a little bit more clarity. But this country, ABC, okay, right now they might have a 20% tariff that we just put on them. What if it's negotiated down to 5? What if it's increased to 40? Well, if I'm a manufacturing company in that country and the people who buy from me in the U.S., they're going to say, oh, we're not really wanting to buy right now. Or maybe they're going to front load some of their purchases and build up their inventory, which isn't good. So you can see how this really just adds to a little bit of the chaos, a little bit of the lack of clarity, business today versus what the cost is going to be like a couple of months from now. Here's a little bit of personal evidence. So it just so happened, the timing on this, Brad, my wife, for the first time in a number of years, is in the market for a new vehicle. So I went to the dealership where she wants me to shop around, and they've got so much business coming in, which you would think is great. But it's all because people are trying to get ahead of what could happen with the tariffs of the parts that we have to ship over here then to make that vehicle. So you could have all of this front-end loaded business, which is great, but then what if it dries up a couple of months from now? And that gets back to the fear of an economic contraction later this summer.
Yeah, that's a great example, a personal example. I saw an interview, a local interview with a small business owner who was describing how she had ordered products from China to resell in the U.S., and she ordered these products 2 months ago, and they just arrived at the docks this week. And so she was faced, because the tariff is assigned at the port of entry, not at the point of purchase, and so she was having to come up with an additional 40% to pay for the tariffs of products that she's going to resell. And she said, I can't resell these products with this tariff price because no one will buy them. This was a small business owner. And so the time lag between when she bought those products and now when she has them unloaded at the docks, just that short period of time creates uncertainty. But here's the question I have for you. I think a lot of folks, as I talk about economic issues, I do a lot with friends and family, they look at it like these are all forces beyond our control. These are things going on a global scale. I'm just trying to see if I've got enough to retire. And one of the things that someone said to me was, I keep looking at my 401k plan every day, and it's just driving me crazy. What's your advice to folks? And when you have this hyper volatility in the markets, what should regular folks do when it comes to looking at their own 401k plans?
Well, I know this is cliche. I know it's going to come off as trite to a lot of people, but there really is something to be said about not doing anything, not making any big changes. Now, that doesn't mean you can't go in and what I call manage or massage on the margins. We've done that in our own portfolios. We took a little bit off of, let's say, large cap growth type of stocks, the ones that are most vulnerable. We moved that over to more boring value dividend paying stocks. We shored up our fixed income a little bit. We didn't make any wholesale changes. We didn't cash out. Our stock-to-bond ratio is still relatively the same, but we did get a little bit more defensive. But, Brett, this is I hope this isn't too late advice for some people, but I always tell people this. Do a stress test on your portfolio constantly, especially if you are near retirement. And by that, what you do is you take 20% right off the top of your investment portfolio. So keep the math simple. If someone has $1 million of investments or a big 401k, make it $800,000 immediately today. Can you still retire and meet your long-term goals? If the answer is no, then I think that your goals were unreasonable. I think your goals are maybe you should have worked longer anyway, or you're too aggressively invested. So this is a lesson now going forward for those people who have many, many more years to retire. As you get closer, do that stress test, because if you're reasonably invested, as much as you hate a 20% decline in your portfolio, you should still be able to withstand that.
That is such great advice. We're talking to Dave Simons. He is the partner and managing director of One Private Wealth, based right here in the St. Louis area. And Dave, one of the things that you and I have chatted a lot over the years, one of the things that I like to quote you on is that when you're looking at your retirement, you're planning and looking at the long-term game, not the short-term game. And so when folks look at all of this stock volatility and they see, it's almost like owning Bitcoin, you know, one day you're a millionaire, the next day you're broke, right? And so how should this impact an individual's planning for retirement in terms of looking for that long-term strategy?
Yeah, and this would be true for everybody. I just did some interesting research this morning, Brad, and I'm going to impart some hopeful news for everybody. As volatile as the market has been, we look at something called the VIX. That's a volatility index, which went above 40, 45, touching 50 in the last week or so. In the few times that volatility in the market reaches these levels, and I'm going back 30, 40 years here, invariably the market is dramatically higher, and I'm talking double digits higher, just 12 months later. And 3 and 5 years later, hugely higher. These typically create buying opportunities. Now, let me give the legal disclaimer here. That doesn't guarantee future results, of course. We know that. But this is it gets back to your question. How should people think of long term? These moments of volatility when people just want to stop the pain and maybe consider selling out, that's the worst thing that you can do. But at the point of maximum pessimism, at the point of maximum pain, know that that's what actually ends up building wealth for you longer term. I know it's counterintuitive. And let me add one more piece of advice to this, Brad. Instead of stopping 401k contributions, because that's what people tend to do in times of turmoil, well, I'm not going to add more money now. No, do the opposite.
Yes.
Add more.
Yes.
Good. Call your HR people. Go online and start dollar cost averaging more if you've got a longer term time horizon, because the chances are this market being higher 12 months from now are very strong. No guarantee, but the odds favor that.
Excellent advice, Dave. Dave, I've already plugged and mentioned where you are. You're right here in St. Louis, Managing Director of One Private Wealth and Partners. If folks want to get a hold of you to maybe use this as a temperature gauge to say, you know, I'm not properly prepared for long-term strategic planning for my retirement, and this shows I need a long-term plan, how can people get a hold of you?
The simplest way on that, Brad, is just to go to the team website. It's onepwm.com. So you spell out one, O-N-E, and then P-W-M stands for Private Wealth Management.
Very good. Dave Simons, I always learn something when I talk to you, my friend. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule today.
You're too kind, Brad. Appreciate it. Anytime.
Great talking to you, sir. Hey, we've got more coming up on the Annie Fry Show. You're right. This is not Annie Fry. I am not her, but I am Brad Young, sitting in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Nerds! Cheers.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.